Good afternoon, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Living the Good Life. And we are coming to you live from Clearwater, Florida, where it is gorgeous today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me today, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my associate pastor, and Cindy Logan from Indiana will be calling in pretty soon. We got a great show planned. I'm excited, BJ.
Oh, me too, as always.
Woo! Don't you just love this?
I do. I really do.
You know, I can't believe it that time passes so quickly, as you know, and we're in the 14th year of Beacon of Hope, but in the 9th year here on the air every single Sunday. And that's a lot of shows. 400 and something, right?
Yeah, we'll be hitting 450 sometime early in November.
All right. Okay. There you go. A lot of shows. And tell people how they can go back and listen to some of the older ones and why they would even want to.
Because the shows are wonderful.
Yes. Amen.
Anointed.
Amen.
Insightful. What else can I say? And I would encourage folks to go back and do that. And you can do that from our website.
Yes.
All the shows from May of this year all the way to eternity past.
Yeah.
are on our website, which is bohmglobal.com.
There you go.
And the current shows for this month, if you go to the radio station's website, you can find them there under the podcasts.
Right.
And that would be WTAN1340.com.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, and just go to podcasts, go to Living the Good Life, and you'll find them. At the end of every month, our webmaster here in town goes and takes every show that we've done that month and also our Thursday night Go Yard show. And Pastor Jim, I'm thoroughly enjoying doing that show. It's me. It's my other name, Mama Mac, who drives a mini Mac. But anyway...
Okay, the audience could not see me roll my eyes.
I know, but you just did. Yes, I do. And anyway, that's my other name. And it Thursday night is a life coaching show, and it's a counseling show. And it's with Dr. Angel Falzoni, who's a part of our ministry, licensed mental health counselor, PhD. And we handle very difficult topics, I think, a lot of times. The one we're on right now, and you even said the other night, PJ, you loved the title, Unpacking from Your Guilt Trip.
Yeah, that's a very good title.
We did part two last Thursday night. Part three will be this week. And there's a lot to say about guilt. And a lot of people really wrestle with that, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And we don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
That's the wonderful thing.
Yeah, we can unpack from that guilt trip. Yep. And we give you a lot of insight on how to do that, and call-ins and all kinds of things happen on that show. So it's Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. live here on TanTalk1340.com. And then along with this show and the Go Yard show, that name of the Thursday night show is Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. Yes. But along with both of these shows, we are on Starcom Media Network, which originates out of Oklahoma, but goes to several states, many states, 21, and 400 affiliates, different countries around the globe. We're excited to be on the Starcom Media Network. It's really great. And what a blessing, isn't it?
It is. And I just want to mention, we'll be talking about this repeatedly, but our prayer ministry, we had a request from someone who either is from Poland,
right,
or is currently living in Poland. And mm-hmm. since we've joined the Starcom network, we've gotten a lot of prayer requests from around the world.
Yes, we have.
Which is just incredible.
And we're thrilled about that. And we want, you know, obviously we speak English, but whatever, you know, these people must be speaking English. The ones we're hearing from are. But, you know, it's a joy to hear from you. We want to hear from you. You can send actually directly to Pastor Jim at bohmglobal.com, or me, I'm just pastor at bohmglobal.com, because I had it first. How about that?
I know. Attacking my name on makes it sound like it's real important, but it's not. You just got
pastor.
The simple one first.
Yeah, I got the simple one
first. We had
to
distinguish somehow.
Right, exactly. So, but either one of us can be reached, and we would love to hear from our audience, and we do respond to the emails promptly. We also have now a Google text number, and you can text during either one of our shows or anytime, 727-888-4171. I think we got all that stuff taken care of here, 727-888-4171. If you want to text or comment or ask a question during this show today, that's the way to reach us. Comes right here to my phone here in the control room, 727-888-4171. If you're watching by video, Pastor Jim is in there in the studio by himself because I'm in here in the control room running the board, which is kind of fun. But I can keep an eye on him in there. So
Somebody has to.
That's right. We are in a new series. It's called All Out Alignment. All Out Alignment. And we are in the book of Judges. If you have access to your Bible and are not driving down the road and can follow along, then find Judges chapter 6. Pastor Jim, would you introduce our first song today?
Yes, it's a great song, relatively recent, by Casting Crowns. And I heard Mark Hall talk about why he did this. It's like he runs youth groups, and he's talking about people were just talking about, the kids were just talking about just getting by, just surviving, just getting by from day to day. And that's what inspired this song, Thrive.
Woo, great song. Here we go. Great song to kick off a great show. Stick with us. Call some friends. Have them join you today on listening.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide.
Just to know you and to make you know we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Hey! We were made to thrive, audience. We were not made to just be ordinary. And neither was Gideon, and we're going to be talking about him in just a moment. I love that song by Casting Crowns. We were made for so much more than ordinary lives. All right.
Just like Gideon.
Woo, just like Gideon. It's a good kickoff for this series. And Cindy, are you on the air with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Hi. So good to hear your voice. So good to hear you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, it seems like it's been a while.
It has. It just seems that way anyway, if not. But Cindy was a part of my church I pastored in Indiana many, many years ago. I began that church in January of 85, Cindy, and met you not long after that. That's been a long time ago, isn't it?
Very long time ago.
Very long time ago. A lot of water under the bridge since then, right? But you and Betty and Megan were all from that church, and we just thank God that we've all remained good, close friends, and you guys are part of this radio team now, and it's just a blessing. We are in our new series, All Out of Alignment. All right, there you go. I'm not tired or anything, no. All Out Alignment, which is all about getting in the right place with God so that you can thrive, like we were just hearing, instead of just survive. We are in Judges chapter 6. Pastor Jim, Gideon did not feel like he was a person thriving, did he, when we find him first here in Judges 6?
No, he was hiding out from the Midianites.
Right.
And trying to...
Barely surviving.
Barely surviving. He was trying to thresh out wheat in the wine press, which, you know, we talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago when
right.
I was on, that's just an impossibility. It just
right.
makes it so hard to do.
Right.
And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and he still kind of poo-pooed what God wanted him to do. I'm from a weak tribe. I'm, as the message says, I'm the runt of the house.
Right.
I'm the runt of this litter here.
Right.
Don't be choosing me, God. I can't do it. And I love what the angel said. Go in the strength that you have.
Right. Yes.
And that's so important, because sometimes we think we have to feel that anointing, or we have to be supercharged, and
mm-hmm.
before God's A, going to call us, and B, before we should step out.
Right.
Angel just said, go in the strength you have, because God's promise is he will give us more strength.
Amen.
As we step out. What popped in my head was those 10 lepers when Jesus was on earth.
Yes.
And it says they believed him and they went off to see the priest. And as they went, they were healed.
Exactly.
Same thing. Same principle here. If we step out, if God calls us to go in the strength that we have, and I think this is just for me and maybe some other people, but if we go in the strength that we have, God's going to meet us.
Absolutely.
And we find out later what happened. You know, God's going to meet us and he will give us the extra strength.
Absolutely. It's a faith walk.
Yes.
Cindy, I want you to weigh in on this, because you've been living it for as many years as I've known you, and that's a long time now. You've been living this faith walk too, and you understand what it's like to just not feel maybe adequate to do what God's called you to do, but know that God's calling you, right?
Yeah, entirely true. I feel like I've been walking it out my entire life. You know, starting as a small child, really, and I'm still not there.
Right.
I'm still walking it out, and the idea of being the runt of the tribe, what was running through my mind, and this is earlier today, prior to the show, feeling like the black sheep.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like in a family situation.
Right.
You feel like you're the outcast or the black sheep or not quite got it together as well as everybody else.
Right.
So you feel inadequate. But you just got to, like you said, pick up with what little bit of strength you have. Put your big girl panties on, as they say, and get out
exactly.
there and face whatever you got to face with what little strength you have. But it seems like when God gives you the strength, a little at a time as you need it. But for me, this last stretch, when I was so down for so long, the joy and the strength and the hope came back like suddenly.
Yes.
So for several weeks now, I'm just expecting. So I think I'm over the threshold of that part of your faith where you know it's coming. You're just not quite there, but I know I'm a lot closer than I was a few weeks ago.
Yes, I hear you.
To getting my victory. So,
and you,
yeah, it's a walk of faith continuously.
It is. It doesn't just sometimes, you know, make much sense when it changes, but it so often changes suddenly, Pastor Jim. You see this with Gideon. Cindy, you've seen it in your life. I've seen it in mine, where suddenly there is a shift. There's a shift. And this shift in Gideon's life from being in total poverty, from being the run of the litter, terrible self-concept, not knowing where the next bit of food was coming from, suddenly changes. But it changes when God appears to him, right? It changes when God intervenes here. And even though Gideon's skeptical, things change drastically here. Pastor Jim, comment on that, and then we'll go back to Cindy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he doesn't even know who it is that's speaking to him.
No, he thinks it's just an angel.
Yeah, well, yeah. Or a messenger of some sort. He's not even sure.
Right.
So he goes, wait a minute, let me go prepare sacrifice here.
Yeah.
Let me go prepare, you know, a meal for you.
Right.
Which was customary, and Samson's parents did the same thing later on in the book of Judges.
That's right.
The angel touched it with the end of his staff.
Yes.
And the whole thing just went up in flames.
Right.
And, you know.
That's down in verse 21 of Judges 6.
And all of a sudden, Gideon knew this was the angel of the Lord, and which was like seeing God
yes.
in person.
Yes.
So, I mean, he was just horrified.
Scared.
Because, yeah, he was scared because then the angel disappeared. And he, I think I mentioned this maybe on Friday, like Moses, you know, Moses was told God told Moses when Moses said, I want to see you face
right.
to face. And God
right.
said, no one can see my face and live.
Right.
Which is why the angel of the Lord made a lot of these appearances. Well, Gideon still thought he was doomed because he'd seen the angel of the Lord. And, you know, he says, woe is, you know, I'm going to die. I've seen the angel of the Lord face to face.
Right.
And then the Lord says, peace.
Yes.
Be with you. It's
Woo.
Like, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Peace be
Don't
with
panic.
You. Don't panic. And so overjoyed was Gideon that he built an altar.
Right.
And called it the Lord is peace.
Yes. Woo. Cindy, comment on that. And then we're going to hear a poem here from Nan. Are you there? Cindy. Did I lose her?
Sorry. I had my mute on.
Okay. Okay. That's a good thing to do, but yeah. Okay. All right. So, I mean, so often when we are feeling like Gideon was at this point, and then we have a suddenly moment and God intervenes and our circumstances we are faced with suddenly begin to change. We feel the change because God is in the midst. Then we do have that peace, don't we, Cindy? Woo.
Peace and joy.
Peace and joy.
It's
yeah.
It's an overwhelming, supernatural. You don't do it on your own. You know, when I can go out of my house every day, in spite of the adversity, people coming against me, you know, financial stresses. There's a lot of stress on my life, you know, in a lot of ways.
Right.
But all of a sudden, I can go out every day and with a smile and
amen.
Be the light that God's chosen me to be.
Yes.
By, you know, by doing that, by stepping out there and showing others, you know, in spite of all this, you can still have peace and joy. And I think that's how we witness people want to know, you know, what's going on, you know.
Oh, I agree.
You come in with a smile all the time. You're never down. Well, you know, that's not me. That's Jesus.
Amen.
Because, you know, on the inside, I can't explain it. You know, I do have a lot of problems. I do have a lot of stress, but it's not overtaking me.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, the light of Jesus is permeating, you know, from me. He's overtaking me, and I let that happen. But it is supernatural. I want to believe.
Whoa. Amen.
Yeah, that's God's intervention on our life. And that gets us stronger and our faith stronger. And it just, the growth, what he's been impressing on me a lot is the growth, that it's necessary to go through the stuff to get to this point. It tests our faith and our loyalty, but it also helps us grow to become the person he wants us to be so we can accomplish what he's chosen to do.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And when God intervenes and we have that suddenly moment, there is peace. Woo, Nan's got a poem. She just walked in here, Cindy, and she's been typing away. Some of you may have heard that little typing going, yeah. Go ahead, Nan.
That's always good.
It's always good, yes.
Poem's entitled, He Will Equip Those He Calls. When God calls us into work for him, he will give us the strength that we need. It's a faith walk that we must take. We can go forward and plant those seeds. We don't see the total picture, but he will equip us as we move forth. We may think that we are inadequate, but to him we have great worth. God will strengthen us where we are. The joy and strength will come to us. He can move forward. We can move forward in his name. Upon him, we can totally trust. It's a continual walk we are on. We can move forward in what we're to do. It doesn't matter our stature in the world's eyes. He will be with us. These words are so true.
God is so good to just pump these poems, as Nan calls them, through her. Cindy, didn't that just speak to your heart? I could just feel that it did.
Wow, that's exactly what I just got through saying. You know, it was just confirmation.
Yes, yes.
And the word that jumped out the most is continual.
Yeah.
It's continual. It will never end. God will never stop using us.
Right.
Have to soldier up and go out there and be that person every day.
Soldier up.
That sets the example in our homes for our children and
exactly.
Our grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And build positive energy within them. So, you know, helps build their faith too. So it's to be a witness to everyone else.
Absolutely. And when we do that, and like Gideon here, when he actually got to the point where he goes and makes the meal, brings it back, and then God is revealed through the burning up of that sacrifice. Pastor Jim, how important is it that we present ourselves a living sacrifice and allow that burning up process? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Romans chapter 12.
Romans 12.
Paul says, you know,
be a living sacrifice.
Be a living sacrifice,
yes.
Which means, and I believe what he's referring to there is the whole burnt offering, which was also symbolic of what Jesus went through. Under the old law, everything was burned up. There was nothing left.
Right.
And that's what God calls us to do, is present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable God, which is our reasonable service, our spiritual service, so that we can know the good, the perfect will of God, so we can progressively come to know his will. Of course, we all know what the biggest problem with a living sacrifice is. The flame goes up, the sacrifice wants to crawl off the altar. I mean, and I speak that
from
personal experience. It gets hot on that altar. And we had talked about how fire, you know, like when you're smelting gold or any mineral like iron, you heat it till it's melted and all the junk lifts up to the top so it can be skimmed off.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what happens with us when we say, I want to be a living sacrifice. I'm putting myself on the altar. You can bet God's going to honor that.
Oh,
and he's going to send down the fire just like he did on this sacrifice and completely consume it. So that's all that's left is that ash that can be just blown away, because that's what he wants from us. He wants to remove all the junk. And, you know, it's testing, it's trials that bring our stuff to the surface.
Exactly, it is.
Our foolishness, you know, those little things we want to hold on to. And sometimes we don't even see that those things are hurting us because they become so comfortable in our lives. But God says, just give them up. I'm going to take you into new territory.
Right.
I'm going to take you out of your comfort zone, which is not the healthiest place for a lot of us to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out of that into something brand new.
Oh, amen.
And, you know, that goes back to the principle, I'm going to take you out to bring you in.
Oh, amen. Woo, which I'm going to read this Romans 12, 1 and 2 before I go back to Cindy here. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. I love that. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
30, 60, 100.
Yes, it is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Right there it is. 30, 60, 100 fold. When we offer ourselves to him, like this sacrifice that Gideon watched be consumed, it was like God was saying, this is what I want for you, Gideon. I want you to allow me to burn up all that junk. Cindy, talk to us about this. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Well, that's what I pictured in my mind as you're talking about the burning off. When you're going through the flames from the trial, for me it was like the heaviness, the depression, the hopelessness. When all that is gone, when he burns all that off, when you're going through it, and all of a sudden he shows up, you get to where I'm at now. It frees your thinking.
It frees
your mind up totally, so you don't have any of that thought process going on. It's just not there. He just takes it all away.
Because you're living in his glory, because you're living in, as you're allowing that process to happen, then you're beginning to think better, because Paul says here in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it happens by the renewing of your mind. We see Gideon's mind renewed from the beginning of Judges 6 to where we are right now in verse 21. And he's not the same guy that started Judges 6, verse 1. He was a mess. He was living in lack. He was living in total fear of the enemy. He was living in just wondering what the next day was going to bring. When we allow God to begin to burn up the junk in us, we begin to thrive, not just survive. Don't you think, Cindy? I mean, we are living so much better than what we used to be as far as all those doubts and fears as we allow God to renew our minds. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, and you also can't love the way God wants you to love when you're going through all that junk. I was sitting here thinking about all the other people that have a lot of other junk, like unforgiveness,
good point,
and guilt, and shame, and all those other burdens that they carry.
Yes, yes.
That I might not be dealing with, but I know there's a lot of others out there in different kinds of pain. You can't love the way God wants you to love others, and that's what he... it's all about is teaching us how to love everyone the same. And I think with what this has really been on my heart, society is all about the issues of society, these topics that's going on in our country right now. Everybody has their opinion and their beliefs, and the bitterness, I think, and our fears are keeping everyone from knowing how to just love the other person like
Good
God
point.
Wants us to do without judging them.
Good point, Cindy.
So that process is about getting rid and burning off all that junk that weighs us down, that prevents us from being able to love and be the person God wants us to be.
And in that process, you're so right. Pastor Jim, I'm going to come to you for a comment here. But in that process of the burning off of, in this case, the sacrifice, but through that, God, Gideon was able to see God. And he also, through that, received peace. And when we allow it, we are so set in our ways, though, don't you think, Pastor Jim? I mean, he's rolling his eyes at me, Cindy, again, through the glass. I can see him.
Yeah, we are.
He's rolling his eyes.
We are creatures of habit. And we are creatures of comfort. Mm-hmm. Whatever's comfortable for us, even if it might be harmful.
Right.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's what we know. And it's comfortable. I mean, and I'm sure, thinking of the Israelites as a whole, they knew what was going to happen if they deserted God, which they did repeatedly in the book of Judges. And, you know, they would get delivered for a while, and then they'd go back to serving the false gods. And every single time they were oppressed by a foreign enemy.
Yes.
And that just kind of became comfortable for them.
Did they fall into the oh woe is me syndrome possibly, or
could be because they
felt sorry for themselves?
Well, yeah, they would get delivered, and the longest one came, I think, with Deborah just before this chapter, Deborah
right.
and Barak, where they were delivered for 40 years. Israel had peace for 40 years,
right?
Then they backslid again,
right?
And you know, that's so like us, so like me, you know, we tend to, it was comfortable for them. They acquiesced. They, instead of being different, which is what God calls us to do.
Yeah.
And he does. I mean, and the Israelites were called to be a light to the nations.
Right.
And yet, it was more comfortable to give in and follow the nations. And, you know, that's a pretty human thing to do. You know, it's easier to go with the flow. You know, if you're a little kind of loosely organized country surrounded by all these pagan cultures, it's probably going to be, you know, in your head, you're going to think it's going to be easier for me to worship their gods than mine.
Right.
At least I won't stand out like a sore thumb, you know.
Right. And that really applies to us today. Cindy, you see it in your industry that you work in. So many people are... think you're a little strange, don't they, because you serve God?
Well, they just don't. They don't understand me. I'm just a rare creature.
That's true.
Yeah, we think you're a rare creature too.
They don't understand. People are drawn to me.
Yeah, they are.
Naturally, they really are, and. People I work with, guests included, and it opens doors for conversation with people about God, things of God, the radio program, it plants seeds.
Yes.
But the cool thing is they know I'm always the same. I don't waver in my beliefs. I treat everybody the same. I don't get caught up in the gossip, the drama.
Right.
You know, all the stuff that goes on in that type of work environment. So, you know, that's kind of sets me apart.
Right.
But it also gives me favor and recognition.
Mm-hmm.
With management and also with guests, you know, enjoying coming back and
sure.
signing because, you know, they like the conversation. And amazing God has used, sent people in my path that I've waited on, that I became friends with and exchanged phone numbers so we can talk about things of God and
oh, cool.
the Bible and stuff like that.
Cool.
it's strange when it occurs, or he might present business opportunities or something. But when it happens, I know it's God.
Yeah.
Showing up on the job.
Yeah. There you go.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It makes work enjoyable, and look forward to going, and know that you're making a difference wherever you're at.
Well, when we allow. Well, exactly. When we allow ourselves to be used of God, and we see here Gideon is about to allow this to happen because he's had an encounter with Almighty God, who started out in his viewpoint as an angel, and then he realizes this is God Almighty, and he has this encounter, and it has brought him peace. And Friday night, we talked about the fact that when you have that peace that settles down all over you, it really motivates you into courage. Because when you know that you are loved by God, that he's got a purpose for your life, that he's got you where he wants you, and that you're moving forward in growing in him and learning his principles, then courage begins to develop. And we see it happen very quickly here in Gideon in verse 25, the very night that he builds this altar and he's resting, taking a nap, whatever he was doing, God starts to talk to him. Pastor Jim, tell us what happened here, starting in about verse 25 of Judges 6, if you're just now joining us.
Yeah, God called Gideon and said, okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go take bowl. Tear down the altar to Baal and the Asherah pole that's next to it.
That's a big, tall order here.
Yeah, and then you're going to build another altar on the hill where that other altar was, and you're going to sacrifice the bull on it.
Mm-hmm.
So Gideon was still a little human.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was afraid. And the odd thing is, I pointed this out on Friday. Really odd thing is, this altar belonged to his father.
Yes.
His father was, like, the altar was on his father's land. This altar to Baal and the Asherah pole were on his father's land.
Interesting.
And God said, okay, well, and I think this just came to me. Okay, holiness starts in your household.
That's right.
You know?
That's where you learn.
It had to start there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, it was the community altar, but it was on his father's property. And, you know, it had to start with the family. And, you know, so he takes 10 servants. He goes out at night, which, you know, I love it. He was obedient, and yet he was afraid, but he still did it.
Exactly.
He still did it. And he, you know, tore down the altar, tore down the Asherah pole, chopped up the Asherah pole, built another altar, sacrificed the bull on it. And then, of course, the townspeople got all upset.
Yes.
You know, who did this? Who did this terrible thing? Well, come to find out, the son of the owner of the altar is the one that tore it down. And, you know, Joash, his father, had some sort of conversion experience. You know, I was thinking maybe Gideon told him, look, God told me I have to go do this.
Right.
And, you know, somehow Joash came to his senses and knew this was of God and said, look, if Baal's a god, let him do it. Let him contend for himself.
Right.
So then they gave Gideon a nickname, Jerubbaal.
Yes.
Which means let Baal contend.
Well, and then he boldly went and did this,
mm-hmm.
which I have written in the margin of my Bible here where we talk about this first assignment Gideon had. I wrote this. Gideon had to start at home where every one of God's true ministers is initially proven. And so often, guys, we think that being in the will and plan of God is that we're going to some foreign land. But generally speaking, it's just being who we are, God's servants, ambassadors, right where we are, like you're talking about, Cindy, right in your job, right in the town where you grew up in, right there being who God has called you to be, right, Cindy? That's comment on that before we go to this next song.
Yes, and for myself, I continually try to run away from that. From
well, join the club.
All along.
We've all done that.
Yeah, you know, it took a lot of trial and error to realize that where God has put me is where He wants me to be. And, you know, never, ever thought I would settle here, you know, but the love of family and being who the family needs me to be, where God's put me, yeah, is what's keeping me here. Otherwise, I'd be down there in Florida with you, Marcia.
Okay. And
so,
we would.
Yeah, I know.
And you used to be. And we
have to be there.
Yes, we know you would. But, you know, wherever God puts us, and in this case for right now, you are right there and ministering to your own family. And Gideon was right there at this point. He was still with his family in that family unit. He, in fact, he was trying to make food for the family. This next song that we're going to do, Pastor Jim, don't you think it fits in just perfectly right here? Go ahead and introduce it.
Well, it's the song Show Me Your Way
by
Hillsong.
Yes.
Just wonderful. And it does fit in here because God was showing Gideon, and we find out just step by step by step, God was with him every step as he progressively showed Gideon what he wanted him to do.
Exactly. And he will do that for every single one of us also. Oh, great song. Listen to these words. Let them inspire you.
Show me your way.
Stronger each day. Show me your ways. We hope that's the desire of your heart right now and that you identified with that wonderful song by the group Hillsong, Show Me Your Ways. Nan's got a poem, and then Cindy, I'm coming back to you for comments here.
I will show you the path that you're to take. Child, I will be with you as I lead you. I see the sincerity that is deep within. I will lead and show you what you're to do. I have a mighty plan in store for your life. You can trust me. Go ahead. Just do that. You will feel the strength that I give you. Go ahead. Step up to the plate. Go to bat. I will help you to hit that home run. Others around you will truly see. They will see that you made it through because you leaned up on and trusted me.
Whoa, right on. Step up to that plate. Cindy, it's so cool here to see Gideon actually step out in faith boldly, do what God's called him to do, destroy the false gods, altars, and all of that. And when we do that, step out and do something that God's asked us to do, it's a moment of courage, but it's birthed in, it's rooted in peace because we know we've heard from God, you know? Are you there?
I was just thinking.
Okay.
Something God had been talking to me earlier today in prayer, and the phrase stand up kept coming up. Stand. Take a stand.
Whoa. Okay.
And then stepping up to the plate kind of brought that back around as to what he's trying to say.
Right.
Those just don't hang back in the shadow. Step up and be a leader. And,
amen.
Thrive to be better than everyone else, to take charge, be an example, show others, like the song, just show others, ask God to show you every day how to show others that they can get through this, because if they lean on God, he will see them through.
Amen.
Like I said, it's God, it's supernatural, it's not my own strength,
right,
that causes me to be like that every day when I go out the door. It's totally God's strength. It's a daily walk, it's continuous. It's just asking God to show us every day what he wants us to do and what he wants us to say to the people that he puts in our path, and give us the courage to step up to the plate, and sometimes to even say what he wants us to say to someone.
Yeah, and sometimes, the door opens and we are tongue-tied, If that happens, don't beat yourself up, but go through those open doors. I love this, Pastor Jim, that Gideon gets 10 men from his servants, and he does exactly, it says in the Message Bible, Gideon did exactly what God had told him. But because of his family and people in the neighborhood, he was afraid to do it openly. He did this at night, tore down the altar. And this does speak to our humanity, doesn't it, Pastor Jim?
Yeah, it just shows, he did it. He did what God told him to do, but
right,
he was still afraid. And
yeah,
that's why I had mentioned earlier, well, we see this throughout Gideon's life, that little by little, God increases his faith.
Yes.
And later on gets him ready for a huge step of faith.
Right.
But this was preliminary. He did what God commanded him to do. God protected him because he moved on the heart of his father.
Right.
At that point, to protect Gideon. So, that must have been a comfort. It's like, oh, praise God, you're not going to kill me for this.
But don't you, that's a really a good point you're making, because don't you think that God, as he moves us into all out alignment, which is what this series is all about, he doesn't, generally speaking, just absolutely wake us up one morning and say, pack your bags and fly to Africa. It's gradual, isn't it? The way God does and leads us so often, he gradually shifts us,
He has to work, our faith has to be increased to a level where we're going to be obedient for the big things. So we have to be obedient in the small things first.
That's exactly right.
And, we might, this maybe wasn't a small thing on some levels, but it was a simple assignment for Gideon.
Right.
go destroy the altar, build a new one, sacrifice a bull. Okay, pretty simple. But it was, and I think too, it showed Gideon's commitment to God and commitment to the Hebrew religion, you know, because here he was wiping out Baal, who basically was a thorn in their side for centuries still to come.
Right. But by doing that simple step and that act of faith, he was seeing what God's heart was. God hates any idol that we put before him.
Exactly.
You know, thou shalt have no other gods before me, right? That's first commandment. So, you know, and, you know, here we see God showing Gideon his heart. You know, I want you to do this because my people, they cannot be worshiping false gods, you know?
As Elijah would say, again, a few centuries later, how are you going to limp between two opinions?
That's right. Yes, we've got to be steadfast and be sold out. Cindy, I know you got to go to work here in a minute, so I want to give you an opportunity to talk about this concept. But, you know, so often God just gradually shifts us and we suddenly realize, wait a minute, wow, I don't think the same way I used to. You know, we just read Romans 12, 1 and 2, by the renewing of your mind, you present yourself as a living sacrifice. You're not the same. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago or even 5 years ago, you know. As you draw closer to God, he begins to sort out that junk that we were talking about earlier and kind of get you to realize his ways, the way he does things. Talk to me about that, Cindy.
So true. In the changes in who we are that we go through, I think what he changes in us is our need for anything in our life other than him.
Profound.
our need for the other idols.
Right.
And it might be relationship with another person. It might be our job. It might be addiction. A number of things that we would put before God. And
right.
I think as we mature and he takes the junk off of us, we begin to realize that we don't need those things in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Personally, for me, always needing to be in a relationship to feel loved or to feel worthy.
Right.
So over time, I began to realize being single is not so bad.
Right.
And I don't need to be in a relationship like that to feel worthy or loved.
Amen.
And that gives me more time with God. And
amen.
More,
amen.
More of me to share with him and not with those other things in my life that would take me away.
Exactly.
Because that's what I went through for many years. Turning away, and especially when you get comfortable, as we've been talking about, with God's blessings, you kind of forget where they came from.
Yes, good
and
point.
And you get comfortable and you leave. Less time for your time with the Lord
mm-hmm.
than with the things of the world that we love. So yeah, I relate to that, and I'm maturing, I think, in God in a way that I realize He's all I need, and everything else that will come into place when it's His timing.
Exactly. So it's really allowing God to burn up the junk in us that is causing us to not be surrendered to him or not be all that we can be in him. And the things that are causing us to be out of alignment. You know, there are so many things that happen. We used the metaphor last week about the car that runs off to the side of the road and it's not aligned properly. But spiritually, we can be that way so easy that we get caught up in going after every little new idea, new thing for entertainment, whatever it might be, and we just quit spending so much time with God. And that's serious business, Cindy, isn't it? And gets us into all kinds of trouble. I want you to finish up commenting on that before we let you go, because I know you got to go to work.
It leads us back backwards. In our growth, we can feel like we're moving forward, and then it, you know, three steps back. As soon as we slip, our communication with God and our time spent with Him, then we start wondering why everything is going wrong.
Yes.
The depression sets in, the stress sets in. It's a vicious cycle that you just keep spinning back into.
And, right. Yeah.
Being human, we do it. I did it for many, many years. It takes patience. Over time, you develop patience, too. I think God gives that to us to endure a little easier. But so quickly, we jump right back into the negative situation when things start falling apart, and that's because we're not spending that time with God.
There you go.
Moving forward.
Exactly.
So,
good points.
So, yeah, we got that.
All right.
Keep on moving on.
That's right. Cindy, you're a blessing. We just thank God for you, and we will see you another time on the air, and we will let you go to work, and we'll do our little stuff about the ministry here before we get up to the top of the hour. So blessings to you, and thank you so much for being on today, Cindy Logan.
Bye,
you're a blessing.
Cindy.
Good to hear from you as well, Nan. All right. Take care, everyone.
All right.
Nan
too.
Says bye.
Nan's waving. Okay, thanks, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
All right. So Friday night, Pastor Jim, you mentioned our Friday night. Would you tell people what we do here in Clearwater on Friday night?
Yes, we meet for Bible study, interactive Bible study. So please bring your Bible notebook. Be ready to jump in with some questions, comments. We start that time with some prayers and prayer requests. We read out of the Prayers That Avail Much book. That usually starts around 6-ish. We have our praise and worship about 6:30. Then we get into a study of the Word. We're done 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to start off the weekend. I love it.
I do too.
You know, it's just a wonderful way to start off the weekend. We're currently meeting at the Ramada on Olmerton Road, 3580. We're right there. You're pulling into the parking lot. We're the corner room, first floor on the right-hand side, right there at the right-hand corner of the building. So
it's got separate entrance.
Right. It's great. Bring, if you're coming right out from work, maybe feel free, bring your dinner. That's quite all right. It's just a great time of fellowship.
It is. I mean, it's wonderful.
It is. It really is.
So we welcome you Friday night, 6:30, 6-ish, actually. So whenever you get there, and we have tables set up, we sit around tables, so you can feel free to bring your dinner. I mentioned it at the top of the hour, but we have another show every week, Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. on this station, Tantalk 1340. This show and the Thursday night Go Yard show are both carried every week on Starcom Media Network, and they are played different times, so I can't tell you what those times are, but Starcom Media Network, and what a joy to have all of you folks that are listening in different parts of the globe now to these shows. And if you're catching us there, you can also go to our website, and which is bohmglobal.com, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So www.bohmglobal.com, and find out more about the ministry. We have a prayer ministry, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim or Betty up in Indiana, they pick up those requests. And we mentioned it earlier, and we will mention it again later. But we want you to use that prayer line, don't we, Pastor Jim?
Oh, amen. Amen. You know, we believe that God answers prayers, and we will take your prayer request, write a prayer to go with it, so we're all on the same page and praying the same thing, and then we send it out to our prayer team. And when God answers, please let us know.
Yes.
Because I keep a record of the praise report.
Because He does. So use that. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Station ID. We'll be right back.
TAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay.